Hey baby, welcome home. Did you have a good day? I'm just asking. It's okay to not have a good day, but you're home now. You are allowed to have a bad day. I'm not telling you that you can't. I ask these questions because I'm excited to see you and I want to know if I can make you happy. Well, yes, someone is trying to make you happy, and that someone's me. Did you think that I wouldn't, baby? Come on. Come sit. No. You're gonna go into the room and be on your phone and answer work emails. Come sit. Sweetheart, this is not me asking. You remember the rules, don't you? Once a week, I'm allowed to tell you when you have to come and spend some time with me. This is one of those times. No, it can't wait. Come here. Baby. Baby. Do not make me get up. No, I don't want to get up. I want my beautiful girlfriend to be a good girl and come here, rather than continuing to fight back for no reason other than taking out her lack of control on me. Sweetheart, you work an exhausting, very, very difficult job. My job is to make you happy. And right now, you're making my job as difficult as your job is. Now come here. You know it's gonna make you happy. You know it will. You have to be a beautiful, intelligent, powerful woman when you're out there. You know I can get through to you. You wanna leave your defenses up, I get it. You're still on edge from dealing with all of their bullshit. But you drop that when you're home with me. I know. I know it's hard. Come here. No, I'm serious. Come here. No, you don't need to change. You need to come here. Good. Now, you're not going to apologize to me. You're going to apologize to yourself. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Well, what I mean is, you're going to take a deep breath to yourself. And you're gonna think about what makes you happy. Oh, baby, you flatter me, but I'm serious. Take care of yourself. Deep breaths in and out. That bad behavior, that lashing out, that doesn't make you happy. Your goal is to make other people unhappy, and we both know that that isn't what makes you happy. So deep breaths with me. In and out. You want to be happy. You want to be a good girl. You want to be loved, don't you? I know you do. Do you want me to take control for you, baby? Yeah. I like it when you nod your head like that. Keep your eyes closed. I'm gonna take control and take care of you since you don't seem to be able to tonight. I need to make sure that my beautiful, stunning, intelligent girlfriend is able to feel like she belongs. I'm gonna make you mine tonight. Take off your clothes. Take off your clothes, baby, nice and easy. Good girl. To them, you're this fierce, intelligent, terrifying woman. A spitfire, I heard them call you most recently. But what are you to me? That's right. You're a good girl, baby. And a good girl does as she's told. But most importantly, a good girl with a good boyfriend doesn't have to think. You do enough of that when you're with them, and you're not with them anymore. You're with me now. And if you can be the difficult to deal with boss, the woman that pushes everyone forward, that takes charge, you won't mind me taking charge, will you? Here with you? No, you need it. Now, finish stripping for me. I'm gonna grab something for you. I'm gonna grab something. Stay seated. There you go. Strip for me and set your clothes on the side of the couch. Good girl. Now keep your eyes closed, but show me your neck, baby. I'm gonna put your collar on. Yes, dear, your collar. Uh-huh. Can you guess which one this is, dear? Which one I picked for you? Oh, good guess. I do love your slut one. It looks so good wrapped around your neck. But no, this is a new one. I got you a new one. Would you tell me what you think of it? Here, look at yourself. Oh, yeah. All those little studs. It's so that if you grab at my hands, it hurts. And so that if you try to pull at it, it hurts. And besides, I think whore in these nice, pretty steel lettering looks good on you, don't you think? You've been a boss all day, and now you just get to be a fucking whore. Do you think any of them know? Oh, no, what? Don't play dumb with me. Do you think any of them know? They're tough, hard to get boss with the iron attitude. Goes home to her sweet boyfriend. The softest man they've met in a long time. And begs him to bend her over and treat her like a complete fucking whore. Do you think they know? Do you think they know that the only reason you walk into the office in a good mood is because I spanked you over my fucking knee before you left to take every bit of brat out of you that I could before you left? Do they have any idea that if I didn't train you to be a good girl, that their lives would be so much worse? They'd probably remember my name on the Christmas cards if they did. But they don't, do they? They have no idea that you're just waiting for me to press this Hitachi in my hand right against your fucking clit. Oh, that's right, baby. I brought you more than just a collar. Stop fucking struggling. Stop it. Stop it, dear. Look me in the eyes. Good girl. Don't fucking struggle with me. You're already giving me enough of a fucking problem when you came home. I thought we had established this after your boss came into town last month. If you bring that attitude home with you, I have no choice but to take it from you. It's when we started this arrangement that I could boss you around once a week. That I didn't need to wait until you were a drooling, pathetic mess to claim you like I know you need it. Pretty soon it won't be once a week, dear. Pretty soon when you walk through that door, you're going to beg for me to take every thought out of your pretty brain. That's what you want, isn't it? You want this fucking vibe on your clit? You want to strip naked for me and put on all the pretty collars that I buy you to fit into the outfits that I pick for you, to offer me your holes like a good slut that doesn't need to think anymore. If you get a promotion, we'll have to make things even more intense, don't you think? I mean, hell, me pressing this fucking wand into your clit might not even be enough, will it? Even if I press as hard as I fucking can and turn it all the way up, it won't be enough to fuck the brat out of you. No, you're gonna need even more, aren't you? Oh, yeah, you are. Oh, baby, I love that you just give yourself to me. You see, when we met, I could tell that you wanted to be claimed. You wanted to be the woman that was hard to break in. But now, you barely even fight anymore. Oh, you like it when I control everything. Should I let you come today, dear? Oh, that got your attention. Please, 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 shut the fuck up. I'll decide if you get to fucking come today. Oh, you're close though, aren't you? I should decide right here and now. You're nervous. You know what I'm gonna fucking do if you come without my permission, don't you? Oh, baby, don't worry. You can't even hear me, can you? Don't worry. I've already decided. Enough. Don't whine. Don't fucking complain. Sit there. I turned it off because you don't get to come. You could hardly even hear my voice just a second ago, and you're gonna tell me that you weren't gonna come. Don't fucking lie to me. Pass me the marker from your back. Uh-huh. Yeah, the Sharpie. That's one. Right there. Oh, come on. Just a mark on your tit. Who gives a shit? Besides, it won't be the last one if you're worried about symmetry. You know it won't. Now bend over on the fucking couch. Bend over, girl. I said bend over and stick your hands out by your fucking hips. Mm-hmm. Good girl. I'm just gonna keep up to the spreader bar, okay? One for your fucking hands. And one for your ankles. Look at that. And perfect. You're so cute when you can hardly move. You'd have to roll around. You'd look so silly. Be a good toy and just bend over. You don't want to think, well, me binding your movement makes sure that that is the case, don't you think? Am I not just giving you what you want? Am I not being the perfect boyfriend for you? Am I not being the bitch breaker that you want me to be? Now, bury your face into the fucking pillows. I have an ass to abuse, don't you think? Uh-huh. Uh-huh, baby. You came in here with a fiery temper. And I plan on returning that right to your fucking ass. Oh, baby, did that hurt? Oh, is my big, scary boss lady of a girlfriend feeling a little bit of pain on her fucking ass while her boyfriend hits her? Oh, baby, I'm so sorry. Does that hurt? Does it hurt when I fucking take every single fucking thing from you? You're gonna hold on to those thoughts in your head. You know that I have to work for them. Why deny me this, dear? Besides, you can feel it, can't you? I know your face is pressed into the fucking pillows, but you can feel it running down your thigh. You're ready for me, and you can deny it as much as you want. But I know what you need. You haven't earned it yet, though. You have to make those marks on your tits a little more even, don't you think? You see, if I just take two fingers and shove them into this desperate clunt. Oh, there we go. Oh, did those spanks get you going, baby? Oh, well, you're only getting 10 fucking seconds. 10, 9, oh, wait. You know, maybe I'll stop my count, huh? Doesn't have to be continuous, does it? Oh, I make the rules, so who gives a shit? 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Oh, scared you. No, baby, I wouldn't do that. That'd be so mean. 2, 1, 0. Oh, baby. Oh, I thought you like it when I make the rules, but you shake your ass like you'd want more. If you wanted your opinion heard, you did not have to clip everything on with me. You didn't have to offer me your wrists. You didn't have to take off your clothes. But you like it when I take control. I didn't have to manhandle you into this position. I just gave you simple instructions. Do you know what that means, dear? It means that you want to be fucking broken. And you can't fucking lie to me about it because I know you better than you know yourself. And you need to be beat around a little bit and marked and taken to really feel like you fucking belong. Now, I'm gonna pull you up now by these fucking restraints. I'm gonna mark this other perfect tit so you're nice and symmetrical, baby. You survived another one. Do you think 2 is deserving of an orgasm, sweetheart? do you? You don't know? Well, that's so funny, I don't know either. You know, it might help me think. If I buried my cock down your throat, I think that might help me make up my mind. Now, you're in such a lovely position already, I figure, why not just leave you here? So I'll just get on the couch and put my cock right where you want it, right in front of your face. I know, baby, it's so hard to get the good angle, and I can see that little worry in your eye. How can I be a good girl if I don't have my hands? Don't worry. I'm gonna skull fuck you. I don't need your fucking hands. There we go, baby. Look how good it looks next to your face and on your cheek. You ready to get this started, dear? If I want to get rid of your thoughts, I think I need to fuck the place that has all them, don't you think? Oh, come on. Come on, a little more. All the way to the base in one push. That's what we did your throat training for last week. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't lash around, baby. I'll let you up when you need to breathe. I don't think you've earned it yet. If you want to come, you better fucking take it a little longer. Oh, so obedient when it comes to her own fucking orgasm. What a whore. Oh, deep breath. Deep breath. It's okay. Don't worry. A drool dripping down from your mouth connected to my fucking cock. I think it's cute, baby. I think you're so cute like this. If I didn't, how could I stay so hard down your fucking throat? You understand, right? Hear your makeup smearing a little bit. Let me rub it around for you. Really make sure you look like a whore, okay? Good girl. You're doing so good. Pretty soon you won't need a thought for anything. Now deep breath, okay? Good girl. Hold it. Hold it. Come on. 3 seconds. You can hold your breath longer than that. The more you struggle, the more air you lose. I'm gonna fuck my hips a little. Fuck yes. Good girl. Good girl. Oh, there you go. Deep breaths, baby. Come on, breathe with me. Big breaths. And down you go. God. You're so messy when you throw the cock, baby. We should make sure that we put that on your next resume. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Good girl. Good girl, baby. Now I need to make sure you hear me, so you're just gonna lick at it, okay? And I'm gonna give you some instructions. I think you've earned a third mark, baby. You're doing really good. But you need one more before you get to come, okay? And I know how you're gonna earn it. I'm gonna take off these restraints, and you're gonna ride me. And I know that that's gonna be difficult for you, baby, because you're just so empty up here right now. But I need you to prove to me that if you did have a thought in your pretty brain, that it's about pleasing me, okay? Good girl, kiss my head if you understand, Just at the back of my cock, baby. Oh, you're such a good listener. Let me help you, okay? I'm gonna get up now. We're gonna get these off you. One hand, is it okay? Does it hurt? No? Good. Get the other one. Get your wrists nice and taken care of. I'll get your ankles, okay? There we go, baby. Now, stretch if you need to. I'm gonna sit, all right? Come and get on me whenever you're ready. Fuck, you're pretty. Good girl. Now, you're gonna ride me as much as you can, okay? The goal today is to slam your hips into me as hard as you can. If you can get me to cream pie you before I've given you that last mark, we'll keep this up all night long. I'll keep you tied there with a Hitachi on your clit while I make dinner. And I'll fuck you until you fall asleep in my arms. And if you don't, we'll still work towards that last mark and you getting to come like a good girl. But whether or not I come, you don't come until you're told. Do you understand? Good girl. Now ride. Oh. I like it when you choke on my cock a little bit, but I have to admit that your pussy is just unlike anything else. Oh, baby. Good girl. Fuck. You feel so goddamn good. Ride me. Here we go. Baby. Oh, there she goes. Slamming those hips in. Oh, yeah. I like the way you thank your fucking boyfriend for breaking you in like you fucking need. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fuck. 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 Ugh. Look at these messy tits, baby. You got your fucking drool all over them. Oh, you like being like this, don't you? You like that your sweet, soft boyfriend that you met on a cute little fucking coffee date is the only person that knows how you like to get treated, huh? You like that I'm the one that can break you the way you need to be broken to get that stress out. Other people, they go to bars, they see massage therapists, chiropractors. You need to have your ankles fucking bound to a bar spread and have your ass spanked until you drip down from your fucking cunt. You need a different kind of treatment and you need me to fucking give it to you, don't you, baby? Say it. Say you fucking needed this. Oh, yeah, that's all the affirmation I fucking need. Feeling your cunt tighten up while you're like this. Good fucking girl. Here, let me help out a little bit. Let me get those deep spots. Oh, you want to come, don't you? Oh, you can feel it starting, can't you? You want it so bad. Well, too fucking bad. I'm gonna rub your fucking clit, and if you come before I give you permission, it's fucking over. You're gonna hit pause on this fucking audio, listen to this whole shit over again if you come without my fucking permission. I'm not stopping until I decide that we're fucking done. So you be a good girl and do as you're fucking told and get broken in like you fucking need. You wanna be a good set of holes for me, then you do as you're goddamn told. Oh, good job, baby. You're almost done. You're gonna earn that last mark, and you know what that means? You'll get to come, baby, if you just keep it up a little fucking longer. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. You did it. No, 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 no. You don't get to come now. I didn't give you fucking permission. I said you made your last fucking mark. One more. And now you're even. 2-2. Good girl. Now, get off me. I said get off me. Oh, you didn't think you were gonna get this fucking orgasm just by riding me, did you? There's one last task, dear. You're gonna give me that last hole I haven't taken today. Uh-huh. I know, baby. You're only allowed to come from your ass tonight because you're such a pain in mine when you came home. Seems fitting, don't you think? Or rather, seems like it might fit. Get the lube. Go. I said go. Good girl. It's on the counter. Come back. Get yourself ready. Go ahead. Go. Do it in front of me. Spread it for me. You know I like to see it. Every inch of you is so gorgeous and pretty. And your tight ass is no different, baby. Besides, I like to see what it looks like before I dump my fucking load in it and watch it drip all over your thighs. Now, sit and face away. I said sit and face away. Good girl. Now, I'm gonna fill you up, and the second you feel my cum, fill you up with all the purpose that you need when you're at home. You're allowed to come. And if you can, push while you do it. I want to feel you come all over my cock and feel that pulsing heat right when you do. Reminds me of why I love breaking you in like this. Your orgasms are always extra sweet, don't you think? Good girl, sit on my cock just like that. Oh. I have to admit, this is my favorite hole of yours, baby. Oh. Fuck. I love my job as your boyfriend. I mean, to think that you thank me for treating you like this. What a whore. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I being too romantic for you, baby? You just want to get this slutty ass fucked, don't you? Well, fine. Fine, baby. Let me be the one to take your fucking asshole just like you goddamn want. Oh, fuck. I love you. Fucking holes, baby, but this one is for sure my favorite. I mean, the way that you buck your hips. The way that we trained you to take it so well, baby. A pretty anal whore for me. A bitchy boss to them, and nothing but a pathetic fucking anal whore for me. What a good girl you've become. What a good girl who shouldn't need to think about anything. I mean, you've been so good, baby. Yes, I know, I know, I know. You deserve to have your asshole filled, baby, don't you? Good girl. Oh, God. Oh, baby. Oh. Oh, I love you, dear. I really do. You're just so pretty. And your holes are so good to me. They feel so good wrapped around me like that, baby. Oh, fuck. Baby, I'm gonna cream pie you soon. Will you come with me, dear? Will you come with me like it's your fucking job when you're here, baby? Yes. Yes. Let me be the one to break you with that fucking pleasure. I want you to come so fucking hard when I fill you up. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, yes. Rub your clit for me, baby. Just like that. Just like that. Come with me. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm gonna pull you onto me as hard as I fucking can when I come, baby. When I shoot it so deep inside you, baby. Fuck, 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 fuck. God! Oh, shit. Oh, good girl. I can feel you coming, baby. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Oh, good girl. You're taking me so well. Oh, baby, your tight ass is so good. You're doing so good. Keep rubbing your clit for me, baby. Ride that orgasm out. You earned this one. You did so good taking everything I gave to you. There's no thoughts left in your head. Just rub your desperate clit for me. Rub your pussy. Good girl. Good girl. Milk my cock with your ass, baby. You're being such a good toy for me right now. Such a good toy for me. It's what you are when you're home. All you need to worry about is how to take my cum and be a good toy. Good girl. I got you. I got you. Lean back. It's okay. It's okay. I got you. You did great today, baby. Do you feel okay? Yeah. Good. Yes, I feel good too, but you shouldn't be worrying about me. Yes, that is your job when you're at home. I suppose that's fair. Well, if you're so worried about your job, then stand up for a second. Good girl, now bend over and spread your ass for me. I like to watch it drip. God, it's perfect. Go ahead and hop in the shower. Go. I'm gonna put your bag away and I'll come join you, alright? You did a great job, baby. I've got all of tonight's events planned already, by the way. Dinner's on the way. I could tell from your text messages on the way home that you might need a little readjustment today. So I took care of it all. Now go. Get your comfy clothes set up and I'll come join you. You did a great job today, baby. At work. And at home with me.